Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody knows Commissioner Howard Zemsky from the Empire State Development Corporation and Commissioner Richard Ball, State Commissioner of Agriculture. It's an exciting day. This is really a great development for all of Western New York on a couple of levels. It's a great job generator. This is a $200 million investment by the Hood Corporation, 500 construction jobs to build out and change this facility, and then 230 permanent jobs. So in and of itself, just this facility is a great job generator. And then it helps us develop our dairy market, which is so important, especially in the Finger Lakes. People forget, but the Finger Lakes is a great dairy production region. If it were a state, it would produce more milk than all but 14 other states, which is really unbelievable. On top of everything else that we have going on in the Finger Lakes, the wine and beer industry, the tourism, the tech, et cetera. So it's a good day, all good news. And I want to thank the Commissioner of Empire State Development Commission and Commissioner Ball for their great work in making today a reality.
Governor, what's the difference now as opposed to 5 years ago when we stood here before and it didn't work out as perhaps hoped with the last company? So what makes you believe that this one will succeed as hoped for?
Well, you know, if you play baseball, when you get in the batter's box, you should assume that not every pitch is going to be a strike. Well, that's a negative consequence. No, it's not. It's the game. If you do economic development, you have to understand the reality of economic development, which people who are in this business know. For every 10 businesses that start, by the end of 5 years, half are gone. By the time you get to 10 years, only a third are left. That is the natural business cycle. That happens. You want to bring businesses to New York. You want to start 10 businesses. Well, then you better be ready at the end of 5 years to see a 50% drop off, and then be ready to repurpose those facilities, et cetera. This facility, for example, was originally designed and built by the Pepsi company, not a small company, and Mueller, which was a yogurt producer. That venture did not work out. We have repurposed the facility now for Hood, which is actually going to spend more money on the facility, add a 100,000 square foot refrigeration unit, another 500 construction jobs, and then 230 permanent jobs. So it actually, at the end of the day, we're sorry for what happened to Pepsi and Mueller, but it's actually a net positive for the region and for economic development.
So
you want to add anything to that?
No, I would say, look, Dave, it highlights how competitive the industry is. I mean, you got a company like Mueller and Pepsi. There are no guarantees. You got a lot of competition. Not every business venture works out. One of the reasons we do these with Excelsior tax credits is, you know, you get the tax credit if you perform. They only got a very small percentage of the tax credits originally announced because, you know, the deal didn't play out. Consequently, they only got a pro rata portion of the tax credits. That was, so, you know, that's fair. But it highlights that there are no guarantees. These industries are very competitive. But we, you know, have a ton of confidence, obviously, in Hood. This is a extremely successful dairy company. We're thrilled that they're you know, expanding their footprint in upstate New York. This is going to be great for dairy farmers and the industry. Ton of milk here. They're going to invest $200 million repurposing what was a yogurt facility to mostly a fluid milk facility. So I think it's, you know, well positioned. It's all, a lot of reasons to believe this will be successful. You got a, you know, huge consumer market within just a few hundred miles of here. You've got a huge raw material supply of milk, obviously, in this region. So it has all the elements of success. And the company, it's not a new venture for this company. It's a very well-established company. I'd say if you're going to bet on any dairy venture to succeed, this would be it.
Because the commissioner raised a good point. The way the Excelsior tax credits work is you only get the credit to the extent you perform. So it's for the jobs that are created, for the period of time they are created. And once those jobs are not created, then the state subsidy stops, right? Which is, I think, the most intelligent way to do it. And then, as I said, you know, look, if you're going to step into the batter's box expecting only to be pitched strikes, you know, it's not going to happen. Then don't get in the batter's box. If you want to develop jobs and you're going to partner with companies, you have to expect some of those companies to fail. That is how the economy works. And you're not going to defy the overall economy.
Governor, you talked about this in the way a venture capitalist would, looking at a whole portfolio of companies. They do a lot of discipline and a lot of due diligence on what they invest in. Can taxpayers be assured that, you know, the state and the local IDAs are taking the same care and the same accounting to make sure that there's a return investment, knowing that some businesses are going to fail? Is there any accounting?
Well, I'll let the commissioner address this, but just think of this. The difference with a venture capital firm, short answer is yes. What ESD does, Empire State Development Corporation, it's basically an investment banker for the state of New York. And every state is in the business. That's what you have to remember. If you don't attract Hood to come to New York, some other state will attract Hood to come to their state. We have businesses in New York who get calls at their desk from other states. Come to my state and we won't have you pay any taxes and we'll send a plane and we'll bring you and your wife for the weekend. It is amazing, the competition. So if you said, I'm not going to try to do economic development, you would just be sitting there as a target for every other state, and one by one they would pick off your companies, and in a relatively short period of time you'd be sitting there alone, losing jobs, losing people, which is what happened to upstate New York, right? That was the story of upstate New York for 40 years. We learned the lesson. Get aggressive, get in the game, lower taxes, be pro-business, market upstate New York. It has tremendous advantages. But what Empire State Development Corporation does is basically what an investment bank would do. Look at the company, Hood, is it a good company, does it fit, will it work? But then the belt and suspenders is they get the credit only to the extent they perform. And when you stop producing a job or the job is terminated, the credit is terminated. And that's the safety mechanism.
Howard? I mean, look, the dairy industry, if you talk about this deal in particular and you think about the spectrum of industries out there, on the one hand, you've got relatively low-risk industries. I would consider fluid milk to be a pretty stable, you know, we're not figuring out if consumers like milk. We're not, you know, breaking new ground in producing milk. So milk is a pretty low-risk investment in the whole spectrum of things. And on the other side, you've got, you know, chip fabs or really, you know, next-generation industry. So, you know, we do take some calculated risk. I'd say this is very low on the scale of calculated risk. You know, you would sleep very well at night thinking about the prospect of this plant going forward to produce milk. But in all cases, we're dealing with the companies, we're dealing with their balance sheets, we get a lot of confidential information, we're doing industry research, we're understanding, you know, the direction of the industry, the trajectory of the business, their competitive position, And yet with all that, there are of course no guarantees, as industry is extremely competitive. But to your point, yes, we do a lot of due diligence on the businesses and the industry, and we deal with industries all across the state across a very wide spectrum. This would be a low-risk industry. We deal with some higher-risk industries.
Well, Paul, that's kind of what I'm going to, like, it'd be great to look at a spreadsheet. Here's the portfolio companies New York State invested in. X number failed. Bottom line is 8% return on investment, something like
right.
that. Is that ever kind of calculation ever done?
Yeah, I mean, we have a, I would say a extraordinarily high return on investment in terms of the state dollars. What the state does is it basically, through these Excelsior tax credits, really rolls in, it's like 6.85% payroll tax, and it rolls it back to the company in order to help them invest in the businesses. So we're putting in relatively small percent. The leverage is great. The state puts in X. This is a, you know, $7 million state investment over many years. The company is investing $200 million right from the get-go. I mean, calculate the return on that. I mean, it's a no-brainer, you know, when the state gets involved, and especially in deals like this. So this is going to pay great dividends. We don't even generally calculate the impact of indirect jobs and all the rest. This is huge for the dairy farmers. It's huge for the whole footprint of the dairy industry. The returns are immediate. $50 million to buy the plant, about $150 million to repurpose it. 250 jobs. That's more than was here at the peak when it was, you know, Mueller. So, yeah, there's always reasons to be cautious and, you know, make sure we're doing our due diligence. But certainly we are, and I think in this and most every case, it's a good investment for the state.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.